Well, hello and welcome back to the weekly podcast, No More Excuses. I'm your host, Sandy Ballard, the badass business coach. And today, oh, it's something that I've been dealing with a client and have in the past, but confidence, right? Confidence in your business. So today, confidence, I'm going to give you the blueprint for business success. So, yes, thank you for being here. Thanks for listening, investing in you. And if you like this, please share it with others. Hopefully, you will. But I'd love to hear where you're listening from. So, I just heard from Julie in Texas. So, thank you, Julie, for listening. I appreciate you. And yes, confidence in business success, or confidence for your business success, understanding. Confidence in business. It's the backbone of any successful business venture. It's not just about believing in yourself, but also projecting that belief to others. Yes, there's this little fake it till you make it concept. Some people think it can work, others don't. Ah, I'm a Libra. Sometimes I'm on the fence about things. I think there's that confidence that can get you through that. But are you really there? Are you really making it yet? Right. But as long as you have the confidence, you can exude that energy out. And you may not be exactly where you thought you'd be or wanted to be. So it's not really faking it, but you're just putting that positive, confident energy out there. Right. And like I said, it's not just about believing in you, but projecting that to others, to clients, to partners, your team. Without confidence, even the best business is gonna falter. It's gonna go off track and probably fail. And I've seen that, unfortunately. I've had that happen with a client of mine years ago. And it really kind of stunned that I couldn't help her work through that confidence to stay in business and to keep her business going. But as my mentor says, Sandy, you can't want it more than them, and you can't help everyone, right? So now it's time to, I want you to start building that confidence. Even if you think you're confident, which I think I'm pretty confident, it's good to check on it because there are days that are going to be shit days, and it's going to really just tag your confidence, right? And there's going to be days where you're like, man, this is amazing. I'm a rock star. I'm confident as hell. So thinking through this like blueprint, knowing that knowledge is power, actionable tip, invest time in learning about your industry, your market trends, competitors. I try to get you or my clients to not focus too much on the competitors because the only real competitor is who's in the mirror, right? However, you've got to see. I guess just at least know who's out there, right? The more you know, the more confident you'll feel. And also, you can do some collaboration with competitors. I'm getting ready to do an event with a career coach who kind of, toys in the toll, dips his toe into the business coaching part, but it's more of with confidence, goal setting, and things like that within their career. They're not usually the business owner, but we still, so there's a little bit of overlap, but we met at a networking event and we're doing that. So take a look at what's out there. So, attend workshops, read books, subscribe to industry journals. Knowledge empowers you to make informed decisions and speak with authority, right? All right, step number two, small wins matter, right? Actionable tip, set small achievable goals. You know this. And celebrate every success, no matter how minor. So many times I'm talking to a client or not a client, just somebody, and they're just like, oh, well, all I did was this. All I got this quarter was one new client or, lost 1 pound. But it's something you did that is going in the right direction. So your goal is to gain more clients. Start by aiming to secure one. Just one is fine. Get there and see that progress. And it will help build that confidence in you. Each win helps motivate you to aim higher. All right. And step three, embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Yes. Oh my gosh. We've heard fail forward, failing is learning opportunities, all the cliches and quotes and things like that. And it's true. Because how do you know? You don't know unless you fuck some shit up, right? Make some bad decisions, but at least you're going for it. At least you're doing something. So my tip is to reframe those failures as learning experiences. Each setback is a step closer to success because you're going to, look at things differently, go in a different direction, quit hitting your head against a brick wall, right? Analyze what went wrong, learn from it, apply those lessons moving forward. This resilience builds confidence over time. And I talk about this all the freaking time with on podcasts, on social media, with my clients, right? And another way to help build this blueprint for success is to learn how to project that confidence to others. I talked about, is it really confidence or are you faking it? But confidence isn't just an internal feeling. It's all also about how you present yourself to the world. Years ago, I've shared this many, many times. I was at a women's only networking event. And I don't know, I must have been in a very confident mood that day. And I got an email later on from a young woman who was just getting out of college. And she said, I don't have it in front of me to know exactly the quote because I've kept that email, but she said, "Sandy, it was great meeting you today. Your confidence was refreshing, or you have the confidence of a privileged male. It was refreshing." So yes, you can't forget that part, the privileged male, which I thought was interesting. I've had men tell me they don't think that's very, it was a very good thing to, or a positive thing to say, but I take it as positive because that's one thing that women and men have always differed on. Women can come out and be confident and maybe a little cocky, and we get called bitches. Men come out, chest puffed and all this confidence, and they're successful. So I think that's changed a lot over the years. But anyway, I love that quote, or I love that email that I got. So anyway, body language, yes, tip. Maintain good posture, make eye contact, and use open gestures. Like I am here, if you're watching this on the YouTube video, I am talking with my hands. So just be careful so you don't hit someone or knock something over. But, maintain good posture. I talked about this in my LinkedIn post recently, is I'm sitting up straight. I'm not even leaning against the back of my stool here. If you're standing, try to stand up straight, shoulders back. We all know this, but it's sometimes so easy to just, now I'm showing a good kind of comfortable slouchy pose, but don't it just it makes you feel confident. It makes you feel more engaged, and you look a little more professional than slouching and, just chilling with your hand on your chin on your hand, right? When you're presenting a business idea or you're speaking at a conference or at a networking event where you get like 20 to 30 seconds, stand tall, look at your audience, look around as well, especially if you're talking to one person, look at them. If you're talking to multiple people, it's okay to look around at the audience and be present, right? It's okay to use your hands to emphasize points. You're excited. Raise your hands above your head. This nonverbal communication reinforces your verbal message. All right, number two, effective communication, right? Speak clearly, assertively, and with conviction. Practice your pitch until it feels natural. Confidence in your delivery can convince others of your competence, your reliability, which is confidence, right? Number three, building a support network. Tip, surround yourself with positive, supportive people who believe in your vision And I know that sounds really obvious and maybe a little stupid, but there's a lot of times where you're just like, why am I hanging out with that person? Or why am I at this event where, like, years ago, the reason my ladies, my bitches, and I started the Taboo Tribe was because we were going to this women's networking group on a regular basis. And it just became very catty about men, very much like the feminists that are the ones that try to push everybody else down, the men down. It's like, we're women, hear us roar, but it not in that positive sense. They were like the one woman who was the speaker. I've told the story before, but if you're new, she had a feminist shirt on, and I was like, this is gonna go one way or another. And unfortunately, it went the wrong way. She complained about a man who didn't shake her hand 20 years prior. So it's probably 30 years now. And she was still holding on to that. She didn't flip it and say, this is how I worked through that. This is how I showed my confidence, because I went in with a handshake, because that's what I would have done. If someone wasn't introducing me, I'd be like, hi, I'm Sandy, the badass business coach. Nice to meet you. And sometimes we all go through this. I've done this with my man Candy. We're at a friend's house or something, and we were just there Saturday. And he's like, oh shit, who is that? I'm like, shit, if I know, because we hadn't seen these people like maybe once every 2 or 3 years, right? The people we know, we know. But it's that thing where you kind of go up and I would say something, and then instead of introducing him, he would then jump in. Or I've done it too, because he can't remember the name. I'll jump in, or he'll jump in and be like, hi, I'm Tad, or hi, I'm Sandy. And it's like you just get them to say their name. It happens, and especially if you're out networking and you see people, but you sometimes you meet so many people, you can't always remember their name. So don't be afraid to play that off, okay? If you've got a wingman, wingwoman, whatever. Right? It's just no going into that conversation, because that might have been why that man, her boss that was with her, didn't introduce her. Because maybe he forgot the dude's name, but instead she was bitching about it 20 years later. So please just, surround yourself with positive, supportive people. But anyway, that's why we stepped away from that group and joined and started our own. So join business network groups, find a mentor, wingman, wingwoman, engage with like-minded people, entrepreneurs, business owners, leaders. Think about or listen to their support and feedback, and offer yours as well, because that can help bolster your confidence. All right, a lot, right? So let me go back through these: body language, effective communication, and building a support network. And knowing that knowledge is power. Small wins matter, and embrace failure as a learning opportunity. And yes, I will put these in my email blast. So if you're not on my email newsletter, make sure to get that. Go to my website, badassbusiness.coach, and you can sign up for that. But you can also email me, sandy@sandyballard.com, and ask me to put you on that. And watch my social media, because I will carry these tips throughout the week and dive in deeper. Because remember, I try to keep these as short as possible, quick tips, action items. And now I want to share a few stories, real life success stories. Two of these, hopefully you've recognized these names, but they're not my clients. But they've achieved great success because of their confidence. Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. She started with a simple idea and the knowledge of the fashion industry. Through persistence, learning, and resilience, she built a billion-dollar company. And her journey is a testament to the power and confidence and determination. Power of confidence and determination. Sorry about that. And Branson, oh my gosh, Sir Richard Branson. He's on my list to meet. The founder of the Virgin Group, Richard faced numerous setbacks. And if you've read any of his books or articles, he talks about how many doors were slammed in his face, how many things got screwed up, but he bounced back stronger every time. His confidence in his vision and willingness to take the risks turned Virgin into a global brand. And oh my gosh, cruise ships, airlines. I mean, it's amazing, right? And one example number three is actually one of my former clients. She was a great client for many years. Her name is Whitney, and she created the company, a cleaning company. Whitney overcame so many confidence issues to help her build her company. She was proud of it. She paid off debt. As she paid off her personal debt that she used to start the business, it was just seeing her light up. She started winning awards. Her business was growing. And the thing is, she listened, she stayed focused, and she kept her eyes on the prize, even with she has a husband, still has a husband. And but at the time she had two small little babies. And doing that, and I just saw her explode with confidence and bloom and grow personally and professionally. Fortunately, unfortunately, she got an amazing offer to work at a company. So she did do that, but it was an amazing few years to work with her and just seeing her. And honestly, that confidence is what got her asked to work, to take over this department, right? And so now it's time for you to take action. It's time for you to get off your ass and build that confidence today. Educate yourself. Dedicate time each day to learning something new about your industry. Set the small goals. Identify one small goal you can achieve this week and work towards it. Just one, just this week. And watch my social media because I want to hear from you. Practice your pitch. If you're going networking, like I have an event Wednesday and Friday, I'll spend 10 minutes daily, practicing your pitch in front of the mirror or with a friend. I usually, start practicing it on my way to the event. So I'll just roll it out and I'm driving and boom, it just starts coming out. And then I also, a little personal tip of my own, I have a couple canned 30-second pitches, right? But I walked into an event not too long ago, a luncheon, and I read the room and I switched it to the other one because I knew it was more of the business owners that had staff versus the sole proprietors. So be prepared with a couple of them, right? And like I said, network, get out and reach out to someone in your industry for coffee or to just chat, have lunch, whatever. And if they aren't part of one and you aren't part of one, go together, right? Go out networking. I met a guy recently at a round table and he's new to networking. He's always been in sales, but he's never really had to network because he was more internal and in management roles. And now this is new to him and he's got a work buddy that goes with him and it's awesome. So, all right. That was a lot. In conclusion, there's no more excuses ever, right? Remember, building a business and achieving the success starts with building your confidence. It's a journey. Like I said earlier, some days are going to suck and just put a knife in your confidence, and others are going to be amazing and lift you up and build it. And so every step you take gets you closer to your goals, and no more excuses. Start today, take action, and watch your confidence and business soar. All right. Thank you again for turning in, tuning in to No More Excuses podcast. If you found it, like I said, helpful, share it with someone. Maybe you know someone who's a little down on their confidence, feeling a little shitty about life and business. Maybe sales are down. Maybe they just don't know what to do next. Help them learn how to build their confidence. And let's make confidence our superpower and turn our dreams into reality. Until next time, stay badass. Cheers.